a chance of supporters cheering their candidate on. Weeks ago, that's during which individuals are chosen to represent their political parties in general elections. Such elected leaders are commonly known as flag bearers. Political events that take place in refugees hosting districts, especially in the north of Uganda, excite mostly youngsters, including refugees. Among the people who are chanting is young South Sudanese refugees. The fact that refugee youngsters always jump on the bandwagon to attend political events has sent government officers into anger, and the resident commissioner of refugee hosting area of Arua, Nahori Oya, is just one of unhappy government representatives.
Most disturbing thing is I'm receiving some rumors that refugee youths are being lured by their colleagues to join in the politics of this country. I want to warn the refugees that they are here for their own safety. This politics is meant for the nationals. Let them desist from that kind of behavior. We are not going to allow them to mess up us here. When we shall get this information again, make sure you'll be arrested and charged.
Mostly people between 10 and 35 years old fill open grounds such as this here in Yumbe district. The youth are seemingly attracted to loud music the politicians trouble with during their political trails. Many refugees, therefore, just like their host counterparts, come out of their camps to attend. During such events, campaign handlers give out gifts such as t-shirts bearing their slogans. They offer gifts randomly, meaning refugees receive them also, something which continued to bother Catherine Sikita. Sikita is a leader and refugee herself. She sits on the refugee forum of the refugee hosting area. She is worried about her fellow South Sudanese refugees.
It's very clear, and on several occasions where we are with the refugees in convened in one place, we've ever talked about not really getting involved into political situations, like supporting any of the parties, directly going out for campaigns and wearing the t-shirts for any of these candidates. Honestly speaking, as a refugee, we are not supposed to be doing that.
According to Refugee Act of 2006, refugees are not supposed to vote, and definitely none of such youngsters' name is in Uganda's voters' register. Might be officers' reactions are a misguided anger.